Is it sacrilegious? Well, some people think Halloween's sacrilegious in totality. Is it the wrong move to ever move trick-or-treating from December 31st? That's what I need to know. That's what I gotta know. Like, I'm good tonight. Weather's fine. Just put a little jacket on underneath your costume. But I have had people, friends of mine who have kids, and they insist. And now this would be moving the holiday, if you will, to make it more in line for what the adult wants and not necessarily the kid. They want it moved permanently to the Saturday nearest October 31st. Now, I can't get in line with that. I can't. Does it need to be October 31st all the time? Not if there's a torrential downpour. Not if there's lightning. Not if there's a snowstorm. Does it snow anymore? I don't know. But it is a healthy debate. And this always makes people nuts. If you live in suburban land, people will start looking at the calendar, especially moms and grandmas and the nervous type. They'll start looking at the calendar. They'll start looking at the weather, I should say, weeks out. What's the forecast for Halloween? Is it going to rain? Are we going to get cold weather? Do you think the township will move the date? It's on a Friday this year. And if the weather's nice on Saturday, and it's going to be real bad on Friday, do you think they should just move it one day? I mean, that would make sense. And then there's another vortex in this part of the world. High school football, right? Like a town like Newcastle, where we're broadcasting the game from tonight. The Montour Spartans travel to way up north and play the Newcastle Red. I've always thought it was Hurricane, but I've also heard somebody say Red Hurricanes. I thought it was singular. Nonetheless, it's Nika High in Newcastle. They go nuts for high school sports up there. I mean nuts for high school sports in Newcastle. So, are they having trick-or-treat tonight? I would highly doubt it. You know why? Because them boys are playing football down at Taggart Stadium. I think that's what it's called. At least it used to be, I think. Anyhow, that's what's going on. They ain't having trick-or-treat tonight in Newcastle. Hell, a playoff football game. So anyway, at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020. Did I say December 31st and not October 31st? I apologize. Nobody wants a trick-or-treat on December 31st. I meant October 31st. Should it always be on October 31st? I seem to think, yeah, but it can move if there's terrible weather. I do have some people, some friends, and some, there are some people who are passionately for this. Take the holiday, make it easier on everybody, move it to the Saturday nearest October 31st. And look, townships can do what they want. They're not held to some charter somewhere that says you have to have trick-or-treating on a Wednesday. Or a Thursday, or in this case, a Friday. They don't have to do that. Heck, they can do it whenever they want. I saw some do it last week. I saw some earlier this week. I'm sure there may be some tomorrow. Who knows? I know ours starts in, 4 hours or so. So it is what it is. But some of these things, and rightly so, I guess, are done for the parents and not necessarily the kids. Would it be getting out of the spirit? Oh, would it be getting out of the spirit of Halloween if you moved it from October 31st? I'm on the fence here. I think you should try to make it October 31st if you can. But if there is a good, solid, obvious reason for it, go ahead and move it. As long as you communicate to everybody. And communicating is as easy as it's ever been. I mean, honestly, people fire out those community Facebook pages or on social media, or you put it in the community or a little newspaper, and there you have it. Everybody is made aware. I don't want to be the person at the borough building or the township building when you change it and you run afoul of the citizens because they get really mad over stuff like this. So October 31st, does it always need to be the trick-or-treating day?